Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with Manchester City's current plans away from the pitch, and they're in talk to buy Ado Den Haag. Reports with Voetbalzone say Ado Den Haag are seeking a new buyer and desperate need to improve their financial situation. They've got until November the 1st to find a new owner, at least bank guarantee €5 million. If that fails, the club's professional licence from the Keuken Kampioen Divisie will be revoked. Ado have now been deducted 6 points in the competition, but they could be rescued by City Football Group, who are now in talks. Ado have confirmed they're also in contact with the Japanese group interested in a takeover. Into other news, and we'll start with Sergio Aguero. Former Manchester City player has said he's delighted after making his first appearance at Barcelona. It's a long spell away from City. City fans have been eager to see how their superstar player has now done. He said, "I'm so happy to make my debut," said the former City hero, who was hoping to repay the love. But of course, he'll still be fondly wished well by the City fanbase. Nigel de Jong admits he's baffled as to why Raheem Sterling has been cast aside by Pep Guardiola. Former Man City player returned to the Etihad Stadium a few weeks ago for Soccer Raid and has been firmly in the mix with the punditry. He's been unable to shirk Jack Grealish out of the team as Sterling this season. He's played 303 games for City, scoring over 100 goals. But so far, it's been a slow burner for him this year. But when asked by the Keys and Gray podcast, De Jong said, "I'm as baffled as you two are right now. I wish I could give you an answer, but I've been asking the same question to the people at City. If you look at his stats, especially at his time at City, he's been one of the best players in the last 5 years." That's all then for the Man City headlines. We will have more news later.